Fighting for America.
You've got tremendous love for this country, Kevin, and the people of Idaho. And anybody that has had a chance to be able to get to know you, even just listening to you on the radio, knows you got a heart of gold, man. And we all appreciate it.
Fighting for Idaho.
Hey, thanks again, Kevin, and thanks to the audio. You know, we appreciate you and the community, obviously. Appreciate you guys all the time. I'm just another one.
Fighting for you.
Everybody isn't Kevin Miller, and I'm not just saying this. I've said this behind your back. You are one of the best in the entire country. I know that for a fact. But you are an exception. Sadly, a big exception to what our industry has become.
Boise's Mr. Right, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award. Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Hey, good morning, everybody. K. Miller in the morning. Thank you all for listening. I cannot tell you how much I appreciate it. And please tell a friend, we need to continue to grow this program. If you want a live local voice in the Treasure Valley, folks, give us some suggestions. Tell us what to do. We want to be there for you. We appreciate it. And if you miss any of the program, remember, you can always go to 580kido.com for the very latest and check out some interviews, some people that you may have missed, so we look forward to sharing that with you. Again, another way that we're trying to let you know that we care and we want to give you all that information. Joining us now, Dave Petzo here at 580KIDO. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. How was your weekend?
It was good.
Good.
Yeah, it was good.
You look relaxed.
Thanks. Didn't do much.
Perfect.
Yeah. So what's going on?
Well, the big news last week, Apple. Apple was the big news. And you say, well, why? Okay, so they announced a watch. That was early in the week. Big deal. We're moving on to other things. But it is a huge driver for us locally because of Micron, right? All the chips they make. Coming up with a bigger phone, better phone, something that uses more chips to drive its memory, it's a big deal. It really is. And also with their new pay system. This could actually be very devastating to banks. It might change everything, the way we do everything, you know, paying for things. We may not use credit cards anymore. It's a possibility. I'm not saying they're going to take over the world on that, but, boy, Apple could if they have the right product.
Well, hopefully they'll do it a lot better than they do securing photos.
Right, exactly. But that is exactly why people want it, because they do have a closed system. Would imply that it would be a lot more secure than us walking around with our credit cards to lose, to have the share the numbers, et cetera.
Sure. Still a credibility issue when we're talking about Apple and this new technology in lieu of the cloud being broken into.
I think so. I think they got a pretty good pass on this, Kevin. I don't exactly know what happened here, but they don't seem to be thrown under the bus the way Target and others did. And I realize it wasn't a breach even close to as big as that was, but still, somebody got in, something went wrong, and that's never happened to Apple before. So it does bring a little bit of a credibility issue there. I agree.
Well, and then the issue of Apple saying with their new security that they're going to take a look at, you have to sign in twice with two different passwords. People use these things for convenience, so
yeah.
There might be a problem with buy-in. What about people's money? What's going on with the markets?
It's just absolutely dull. It really isn't
dull.
Doing much.
Well,
very dull.
You need to.
I know. Make something up. It's not. No. It's
right.
Just,
well, yes, exactly. We got to give people a reason to tune in.
I agree. That's the way the media reports it, Kevin, as you and I talk all the time. It's just, you know, hyperventilating about absolutely nothing. There isn't a lot of news right now out there. I think as far as finances go, what's going on with the markets right now is we're between. There's nowhere to put money in the world except stocks, particularly U.S. stocks, and there's all these problems over here. So people are just kind of in between those two places, very unnerved by what's going on in the Middle East, very unnerved by the ISIS situation, very, very, I think, even more focused on the Russian situation because of what, you know, potentially the energy cutoff to Europe. There are just a lot of pressure points on the market right now. But where else are you going to put money? And that's why money continues to flow in.
Well, you do have people investing in real estate, people buying homes again, new construction, if you will. You have these group of investors. Still, you have, and I know you talk about this all the time, at 580 KIDO, you have 80% of the country, 80% of the available people opting out.
Yeah, it's a surprise. And literally, Kevin, we've talked about this number before, but it's $11 trillion is sitting in cash. The desire of that is, I guess if you were to state it in investment terms, the desire would be, I want to lose a little bit of money to inflation every year. That is my investment strategy. Well, I guess people personally can do that, but if you're running money, if you're a money manager, you can't do that. You won't have a job. And so really we're talking about the big money is definitely continuing to dribble this in, because you can't sit there and earn zero interest, which means negative real returns.
Dave Petzo, Kevin Miller here at 580 KIDO, talking about your money. But you know, sooner or later, and you've been doing this for, you know, however many years, you've seen the course corrections. Do you expect any type of correction, any type of uh-oh moment?
Absolutely. I don't know when, but we do expect, and in fact, I don't just expect it. It's certain to happen. We are absolutely certain to have, over and over again, all the days of our lives, normal and market corrections, and sometimes severe bear markets. It's a fact of investing. It is a simple fact, and I don't know why we spend so much time trying to figure out when that will occur, if it'll occur, how severe it'll be, and on and on. I guess I do know it sells papers.
Right, but again, we're talking about people's investments, and doesn't that contribute to the over 80% of the people that aren't invested?
Well, it does, but it does in a negative way, meaning why are you worrying about things that don't matter? It's going to happen. Stop worrying about it. It's inevitable.
Now, wait a minute. Worrying about things that don't happen, but I mean, we've heard these stories, and you counsel people, you guide people on how to avoid those mistakes, because people are very fearful of what happened with Enron.
Right.
You know, they had their pensions and everything else. They did everything right and wiped out. I mean, that's a legitimate
fear. They
did
one huge thing wrong. They put it all in one company.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big thing. You don't, if you're working for Micron, as much as I think Micron has the wind at its back, is doing very well. They're knocking the cover off the ball. They're minting money out there. And it looks good as far as the eye can see. It looks great. And if you're working there and you have stock options and you're still buying more through their stock purchase program, that's silly. You need to keep diversifying and not have it all in one company, because things happen in a big way to one particular company. And yes, and Enron was obviously a fraud situation. It was a very bad situation there. So was WorldCom. There are several other instances out there of why you don't have all your money in one company.
Dave Petzo with us, Kevin Miller here at 580 KIDO. More coming up. Do you want to go back to the issue involving trust? And you have so many folks across the, well, states like General Motors are like General Motors that have these huge legacy costs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we take a look at, well, we don't even have to go to the east. We can go to the west. You take a look at folks in California. You know, I was talking to a friend of mine. You have people that are you know, they put in their 20 or 30 years in the state of California, and their pension funds are blowing up. I mean, this is Dave Petzo 101. Some people are making six figures in pension funds.
Yep.
Now, if we still had the same manufacturing base and everybody was making money, maybe we wouldn't have a problem with that. But we are talking about public servants here, and we're talking about how long before the system blows up?
They are blowing up. They're blowing up in Illinois. They are in looking at some severe changes in California even. You know, they have to. They are blowing up. There's no way. It did blow up at General Motors. You can't. And whenever you have that level of corruption, which it was, it is corrupt to buy votes through their local unions to buy those votes of ever-increasing pensions, ever-increasing pay, health care plans, so on. Anytime government or politicians are buying votes, I think that's corruption, and the system has gotten out of control, and it always will blow up. Unfortunately, it blows up typically on people who are far down the road from the people who started.
Sure, but back to the fiscal viability of someone who puts in 30 or 40 years, and we're not discounting their service. You know, I'm thinking of a teacher. Okay, you put in your time and okay, you make your pension and everything else. But other public servants, particularly, you know, whether it's California or wherever, maybe in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, six figures for a pension fund. And then you have people that they don't use that. They collect that money, and then they get another job.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So those of us that will never make six figures, or that make six figures barely, or that work five jobs just to keep the mortgage lights on, how can we sustain that?
We can't. We can't. No, you're right. It isn't sustainable. It's absolutely not. Here and further, it makes no sense to have all these pensions that start at such ridiculously young ages when we are all living so long. You know, I don't think it was a God-given or American right to be able to be retired longer than you work. Retirement is really a very new concept, Kevin. It really is. It's people didn't live that long, and if they did, they didn't have a pension until the 20th century.
Let's take a look at the impact on business. This is right up your alley.
Okay.
All right. Dave Petzo 101 with Kevin Miller at 580 KIDO. We have a lot of people, and whether you work in sales, whether you have your own business, really we've become a nation of free agents. We're all free agents. We're all in business for ourselves. It's not such and such company. We're more like we've become a nation of independent contractors.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm running Kevin Miller Incorporated and
I like the sound of that.
I'm producing carrots and sweet peas every morning for a healthy food here.
Mm-hmm.
You're always on me about that. See, I've traded in the ramen noodles here. Okay. And I look at the taxation, the requirements, the double, the triple taxation, the way the government, to pay for this exorbitant thing, these things going on, that I have to foot the bill, it destroys my incentive, my initiative to be self-sufficient.
It does. And I think that people miss this, too, because it's a factor of our society, too. I understand that whenever somebody has more than you, it's a fight to not be envious of that or feel like they should do more or whatever it is. Give more away, they should pay higher taxes, so on and so forth. Bottom line, though, we are now in America, we now have over a 50% tax rate at the top level. At what point do we say that enough's enough? Most Americans feel that 25% is plenty, but yet the current administration continues to attack the most innovative, the most productive in our society. And, Kevin, you want to start a business today, I think you're nuts.
Right.
It's, you know, I mean, the level of regulation and, as you point out, taxation and so on is just absolutely crazy. Now, I say nuts in the sense of it's very difficult. But at the same time, I've had a business. I haven't worked for somebody else other than hundreds of clients, right? Okay. But since I was 18 years old, it is wonderful to be in business for yourself, but it's a very difficult hurdle.
Right, but I go back to just the funding here. It's almost like we're subsidizing the nouveau rich, if you will, because, a six-figure pension, if you can't live off six figures, and this is the same society where we're talking about eliminating Social Security because it's broke.
Right.
I don't get how one can sustain the other. And look, if I had a six-figure pension, I'd be sleeping in right now.
You'd be fine.
I wouldn't be getting a second job.
Right.
So I keep working my other job. I don't. Something's missing there. I don't get that. I really don't. Look, I don't begrudge Bill Gates or Steven Jobs or any of these guys that do these things, but the system's rigged, at least in some states.
It is in some states. It is always where you find the most liberal governments, the most. We're going to help all these people get
right.
Better jobs, higher paying jobs, and that's where you find corruption. It's a corrupt internal system.
Well, what happens when the rubber meets the road, though, when you can't pay the bills?
And that's what they're doing right now in California. That's why Illinois is actually in very, very big danger of blowing up. It's one of the reasons.
Right.
It's not all the only reason. But the government pension programs in these states are so big and such a big unfunded liability that every year that goes by, it just gets worse and worse and worse. And so if Illinois still is not dealing with the inevitable blow-up of that program.
How to deal with legacy costs. More coming up with Dave Petzo, host of Money Matters, Petzo Center.
Getting more done before sunrise than anyone. Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
By 580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning, and you were shocked. You just heard about the Marconi victory.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm honored to be in your presence. I mean that.
Well,
that's a seriously big award.
I was just about ready to say, I'm honored to be in my presence.
There is a glow about you, Kevin. I like it. I like
exactly.
it. No, seriously, that is really awesome. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. And, you know, Dave, you are such a big advocate of this station, of this show. And we go back to John and Chris and just the great history and legacy that we have here. And it was all built by you and those folks and the people that listen, because that's the people that really matter. I mean, it's a community.
It is a community. It really is. It really is.
Now we're planning on taking your community money.
That's right.
Yes. Which, who knows what will happen with the government. Let's take a look at some more financial news here at 580 KIDO, and we'll do some quick takes with Dave Petzo. Remember, he'll be on Saturday 8 to 10. Also, the Petzo Center, Petzo Financial. Here we have a headline, $2.6 trillion. That's the tax revenue record through August. But the feds are still running a deficit of $589 billion. And you think to yourself, could you sustain your business that way?
No, of course not. Yeah. No, but I don't have a printing press. They do. so they just keep printing. And they don't deal with it, because dealing with it, like as an example, George W. tried to deal with Social Security. That was a big thing in his second term. And they shut that down just like that. I mean, just boom. Anything to not deal with these very difficult questions. Push it down the road. But we will have a Ronald Reagan again someday, where they can move people to the center and move them to their position to deal with these difficult problems. And I think the Democrats are going to find some more, if you will, moderate people in their party coming forward to deal with some of these issues, because it's the Senate is completely locked up.
Tough call, though, just in Iowa. Hillary Clinton was there, hanging out, having a good time. People think that she's too moderate for today's uber progressive Democratic Party, number one. Number two, though, let's go back to the economy, and we talk about energy. Now, Dave Petzo, can you defend that we're the world's largest oil producer, yet our gas prices hover around $4 a gallon? Why?
We have other than Saudi Arabia, we have some of the cheapest gasoline in the world. We do. We really do here. Anywhere you travel, you know, it's just absolutely horrible over in the UK, over in Europe. It's terrible. I really don't know about South America, but I have been down in Mexico. It's not cheaper there. And it certainly is more expensive in Canada, far more expensive. So we're even right across our border, and they are big producers. It's all about taxes, Kevin. It's not about the energy companies making a mint. They have very, very narrow margins. Oil is a commodity. It is not, precious or to one particular kind. There are certain kinds, but that are better for gasoline and refining. But at the same time, the reality is that oil is oil, and it's all over the world, and people can't patent it or anything. So our gas prices are pretty good compared to around the world. They are.
Compared to last year or 2 years ago, they're pretty high.
Compared to 2 years ago and last year, they're right in the ballpark, Kevin. We've had high gas prices here for a while. And don't get me wrong, they can be lower, but it's really about the taxation on it. It is very high. We're very high taxed, but lower than the rest of the world.
If we're high taxed, then, playing devil's advocate with our great friend Dave Petzo here at 580KIDO, then how come Exxon is still the biggest, most profitable company in the world? Apple and Exxon go back and forth on that.
They do, and the reality, Kevin, is that they have just over the years become a bigger and bigger and bigger company because they spend a lot of money. Kevin, can I give you a quick example that we take for granted? I just was reading this in the Wall Street Journal probably about 3 weeks ago. There's this big oil field that several companies have gathered together to try to drill in.
Right.
They have spent several billion dollars and have not got a drop of oil yet. Billions of dollars. Governments don't do that. Individuals don't do that. Corporations that have existing wells can do that, corporations like Exxon. And it's very difficult for us to think about that. But years ago, I was out in the Gulf of Mexico, 110 miles offshore, flew out to it to see a drilling rig. It's absolutely overwhelming. You're in 700 feet of water, just near the edge where it drops off, on a platform. This platform, it costs hundreds of thousands of dollars per day, whether they drilled or did not drill. It was a dry hole. So you have millions of dollars spent, gone, and then they go on and go try to find something else. Less than half the wells are successful out there, and these companies are spending a lot of money to try to find it because it is valuable, and if it stops being valuable, nobody will go find it.
Right, but couldn't we give the American taxpayer a break? Don't we subsidize the oil companies to a degree?
I don't believe we do at all. When you just talk about simple, we not only don't subsidize, we tax the snot out of them. I mean, we just absolutely hammer them. Not just on the U.S. has the highest corporate tax rates in the world. We all know that. That's an ongoing discussion. But you also have the royalties that have to be paid. And they're huge, Kevin. It's about 20% of whatever's taken out of the ground goes right to the federal and state governments' coffers. And that's on the gross production. That has nothing to do with what they net out or all the write-offs. The only write-offs they get are normal business write-offs. Kevin, the people here, you guys write off this equipment. You write off the electricity.
I don't think we've written this equipment off for quite some time.
You think it's down to zero here? Yeah. I would agree. But business expenses, your salary, that's a normal tax deduction.
I think that's a loss here for these guys. But anyway. Dave Petzl, what should we be looking out for coming up?
The markets are very quiet right now, but I would also, we haven't talked about this. Maybe we'll talk about it next time. But this dollar rally that's going on, Kevin, is huge. And keep your eyes on that. It really will have an impact on some of these exporting companies, but it's also been very, very good for lowering oil prices, keeping them down in spite of all the geopolitical problems. Keep your eye on the dollar.
Dave Petzl, to be continued, are you in Saturday?
I am in Saturday.
Oh, well, we'll see you there. It's about time you showed up.
Really? Yeah, well, I'm glad you're back in town, Kevin.
All right, you're listening to 580 KIDO.
Back weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Men, 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 manly men, 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 manly men.
Good morning, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO, the Manly Man segment, to our friend Max listening in Washington, D.C., to Phil Hardy, who's traveling this morning, and Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, who knows what he's doing now. Good morning to all, to Rebecca at Albertsons, to Nolan, security guard Mike. Joe.
Kevin.
What?
You can't name everyone.
I
that's all we'd be doing here at this point.
I try. Well, I think that's it, though. I think there's, like about 10.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah. Look, it's not like we're big time here. Let's call it for what it is.
Okay. Just, good point.
10 people that listen well. And we've boosted it up because Phil's actually driving to Jerome today.
Okay. It's a beautiful drive, especially this time of year.
Yes, yeah, we wish him well, and of course, safe travels. A little wet outside today.
It is. In fact, kind of a surprise to get up and, whoa, it's raining, and I had to use windshield wipers. Had to figure out how to work those in the truck. Been a while.
Yeah, yes. The funny thing about it is, I think you always try and get the last use out of your wipers. I think mine are just about gone, unfortunately.
That's one of those things. I mean, you have those people who are really disciplined and, oh, every whatever it's supposed to be, I'm changing my wipers. Now, for me, it's like, oh, look, they're beginning to peel off there and I can't see anything. I guess I better replace those.
Right.
That's kind of me. But I mean, there are those who are very disciplined that, as soon as they get a little of this or a little of that, they're replaced. I got to get more disciplined in my life.
I got to get more disciplined. I got to find a career. I got to find a purpose. I got to have a plan, attention to detail. All these lessons that we learned as kids, and we're still trying to apply them today.
Yeah. everything your parents and teachers told you, now it's like, gosh, I guess I better get going on that.
Yeah, my favorite is when you talk to kids and they go, well, I don't know what I want to do. Dude, I'm 46 and I still don't know what I want to do.
I know this. The latest list of careers, worst careers, radio is right up there in the top five.
Well, I'm not in the look. I just went to a big convention here, but hold on.
Oh, okay.
Let me give you the accountability bell. And I'm not in the railroad business. I'm not in the radio business. I'm in the communication business.
You're in the radio business. Sorry, buddy.
That's what they said. You're not in the radio business.
Oh, is that what they say now?
You're in the communication business.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, so. And we'll effectively communicate the news of the day, obviously. Adrian Peterson, what do you make of this? Never mind, just all heck breaking loose. But now the Vikings are going to let him play? I saw that press conference yesterday, and, well, he was investigated before, and we didn't know about it, but we did, but we didn't, and we're going to let the process play out.
See, I was confused by that statement. I remember him being investigated, don't you?
Yeah.
How did they just kind of suddenly remember or didn't know? How did that happen? I remember him being investigated once before for this.
Could we ever see I remember we were laughing a year ago when Mark Cuban said the NFL is done. But the way the NFL just seems to be imploding on itself, and the social commentary, and I know Glenn Beck picked up on this, and we picked up on this, and others have been picked up on that we're seeing on the sports programming is going to ruin it. You know,
I'm trying to couch this very carefully. Because I know some people in that industry, but they are a very spoiled special breed, the professional athlete.
But they put in, the pain that they go through.
They
get catheters and IVs and.
They choose to do that, Kevin. You know what? You get up in the middle of the night to come to work. You choose to do that.
Oh, no, I'm with you, but the ability to be able to handle that pain, it's something that I didn't appreciate before.
Well, it's something that comes with the territory of playing a professional sport, but you think about it, they're a very special and spoiled breed. I mean, now mind you, their body is, a finely tuned, well, some of them, you look at some of those linemen, they're not a finely tuned instrument, but, it's much like a movie star. They are not in touch with real life.
A lot of people are not. You could say, just between everybody here, there are a lot of people that we work with that aren't in touch with real life.
Good point. Good point there. You don't have to talk quietly. They don't listen to this show. But they're not part of the 10 people.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, when you can get fined $30,000 and you just scratch a check for it, I'm sorry, you fine me $30,000, I'm going to jail. I don't have $30,000 to give you.
Well, it's not $30,000 in your world. It'd be like 30 bucks.
Exactly. And what I'm saying is they don't understand how this world works. Movie stars. Somebody goes and picks them up in a car, drives them. They're in an air-conditioned, luxurious fifth-wheel trailer until they're called out to be on the set. They film for 15 minutes, and they go back to their trailer and do whatever they do. It's a world, and I heard this out of the mouth of a famous person in this building who said, "You kidding me? It's the easiest job in the world." You know, when somebody was saying, "Oh, you have such long, grueling," he said, "No, it's the easiest job in the world. Are you kidding me?"
Wow.
And for professional athletes, mind you, again, I realize that they have a short lifespan. Their career, all hinges on whether their body gets hurt or not for many of them. But they don't live in reality.
Well, like I said, I really am suspicious of anyone who does live in reality.
Well, you live in reality, so do I.
No, I talk to three dogs and Mrs. Miller occasionally.
Yeah, but you go to the grocery store and you buy your own groceries. You get behind the car and you drive your own car, hoping that it makes it to work and doesn't break down.
Yes.
You look at the gas station going, "Oh, look, it's 2 cents a gallon cheaper there. I'm going there." That's reality. That is driving back and forth to reality. It's not driving in your brand new whatever car.
But you could say that about politicians. I mean, which politician, whether it's Christie, whether it's Rubio,
exactly,
whether it's Hillary Clinton.
True. And that's part of the problem is our politicians are no longer. I was just started watching last night the special on the Roosevelts. Ken Burns has a new special on the Roosevelts and started watching that. And the man, Teddy Roosevelt, they came out of the lap of luxury. Those people had no clue as to what real life was like, even through the Depression. They had no clue. And many of our politicians that way, they just, no clue.
Well, we see it today with the president. Mm-hmm. And this isn't a political statement. There are a lot of people that, are sitting back looking at him saying, to, you know, is he in touch with the world? Look at what's going on with ISIS and ISIL and everything else. And I don't know if you heard the report that now that apparently there's signs at the border. I mean, how much, and I hate to give you the disclaimer here, but we live in such a politically correct, Politburo-driven world. How many more signs do we need when we have the border that's leaking like a sieve and, you know, we have people that want to harm us, and now they have signs from ISIS, ISIL, saying they're coming to get us at the border, that they already have sleeper cells in Mexico.
They've already warned us, Kevin. Yeah. They warned us that they were. Here's the thing that scares me about ISIS, and that is the fact the average American, we could tell you who's going to be hosting The Voice this year, but could you tell me who the head of ISIS is?
Well, Jihadist John, isn't it? The guy with the mask.
Well, the head of ISIS is Abu Akbar. I believe they pronounce al-Baghdadi is his last name, I think, which always makes me laugh because of Baghdad. But it's Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. We had him in custody. In 2009, we let him go out of Gitmo. He was one of those thousands that the administration said, let's send them all home. And as he left, he told the guards, see you in New York. How scary is that? But I could tell you this, The Voice is starting soon.
Well, but, you know, you think that we would, and we just had the anniversary of September 11th, you think that we would have learned, but we haven't.
We haven't. I mean, this guy, as he left, he told the guards, see you in New York.
On the other hand, how much do you blame the president who sat back and said, look, we're getting out of Afghanistan, we're getting out of Iraq, we're withdrawing from the world, we're going to apologize, we're going to do all these things. And you have to take a look at this. This is about the worst foreign policy I've seen in my lifetime. You know, people talk about Jimmy Carter, and okay, we had the hostages, we had Afghanistan, we had the oil embargo, which is very, very big. But when we're talking about the world at war, you have at least, what, two, possibly three hotspots, the Ukraine, the Middle East, and China that could blow up?
Oh, you do. And then, so I think probably the best thing to do is take 3,000 U.S. troops and send them right into the heart of Africa and Ebola. So you can pretty much guarantee the virus will be returned to this country. That's a good move. That's a real good move. I don't get it. I don't understand.
Then you have the First Lady making sure, and we have confirmation now that the West Ada District is having issues involving keeping up with the extreme nutritional standards. So we have the calorie police on one hand, and we have all heck breaking loose throughout the world.
And we're going to send our troops into where it's infected with Ebola. And in the meantime, you have ISIS, and I got talking to somebody here in the building, and I know you tell me not to do it, but I got talking to somebody in the building yesterday that we were talking about you've seen the bumper stickers that say coexist.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I said, you know, how do you coexist with somebody who wants to kill you? What do you mean? I said, ISIS. They want to kill you.
Oh, no, man. I just...
You almost kind of sounded like him there for a second.
I think I already know who it is. Right?
You do. And I said, no, you understand. They see you as an infidel.
Maybe play a little Tim McGraw and everything would be fine.
Sure.
Thinking, yeah, exactly. Yes.
They see you as the infidel. And the way they want it to end for you is for you to die the end of the world can come.
And even if you play it here at 580KIDO, you convert, they're still going to kill you.
Yes. That's what the end game that they want is for you to die so that in their belief that the caliphate can come, the end of the world can come at that point. They want you dead.
Boy, don't we sound like Alex Jones pre-6 a.m. in the morning.
Oh, my goodness. I guess so, but I just, you know, a lot of this stuff has been building up on me, Kevin, as I sit and I think, and then the administration wants to send troops into the heart of Ebola. What is that?
In the heart of Ebola. Hey, hello, everybody. We're in Ebola country.
Well, how would you like to be one of the troops saying, yeah, we're going to send you where Ebola is to help fight this, and don't worry, I'm sure you'll be fine. We'll give you a shot.
That's the scary part, because remember some of those vaccinations in Gulf One actually caused those folks to get sick.
Yes. But I digress. What do I know?
What do any of us know? That's why we count on you at 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com. Always on Facebook, 580-KIDO, KIDOAM Boise on Facebook, at 580-KIDO on Twitter. I don't know if I forgot anything.
I don't either. But I was told yesterday that I'm just a fearmonger. So if I'm just a fearmonger, send me a note, let me know. Hey, good morning, everybody. Time to get up.
Really?
8 minutes before 6. 5:52. Here's Tim McGraw.
Well, not only that, and not just picking on Tim McGraw, but the you know, just the other type. Oh, never mind.
Here's Blake Shelton.
Yeah.
He's on The Voice.
Yeah, we better stop that.
Yeah, we should. We should stop that.
If we're going to smack people, we should say, here's Katy Perry. Here's Katy Perry.
Katy Perry, sure.
Yeah, I got Kerry Patton on my mind. He's coming up. But, I mean, Katy Perry, here's, here's Chumley, or I don't know.
Yeah. But, I digress to the fact that we had this guy. He said, see you in New York. Okay. Great. That'll be good. I don't know.
I'll buy you a T-shirt.
I'm a fearmonger.
But that's the problem. When we see this with this administration, instead of addressing the issues, they attack the messenger, and it's effective.
Well, have a carrot. Got to do the traffic here. Traffic now, Kev.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO. Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, welcome to a semi-wet morning. Okay, as we move along here at 580 KIDO. All right, let's turn that down. Thank you. As we move along here, I'm sitting here looking at something I haven't seen in a while, and it's rain. So there is, as Dave Burnett said, there is parts of rain in the Treasure Valley. In addition to that, I saw something I haven't seen in, three or four months? Lightning. Yes, I know. Breaking news here. You know, other places in the world and the planet, they're talking about they're talking about crime and punishment and all those sorts of things. We're talking about, hey, there's a rain spotting. Isn't that a good thing? Coming up, Kerry Patton, inside the ISIL threat and what it means to you. Are they coming in through the border? And are we taking this threat seriously? First, traffic with Dave. If I-